The following holiday program is being presented with utmost respect in the spirit of good humor and broad comedy. If you can't handle that, or you are really easily offended, well, the internet is a big place. Get it?
Just you put your name right down there, and then the deal is legal.
I forgot to tell you, I can't write.
No, that's all right. There's no ink in the pen anyhow. But listen, it's a contract, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
We've got a contract, no matter how small it is.
Hey, wait. What does this say here, this thing here?
Oh, that's the usual clause. That's in every contract. That just says,
if any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
And now, from high atop La Casa de la Oro, overlooking the heartland of Honky Heaven, here's Mike Gold and Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind.
Mighty Moj. If it's Mojo Nixon, this must be Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And if he's doing Jingle Bells, it must be our annual holiday show. And yes, indeedy-do, that's exactly what this is. Our vaguely blasphemous, truly tongue-in-cheek, oft-times quite funny, occasionally rather clever tribute to the fact that all you can get wherever you go are the same seven Christmas tunes over and over and over again in every conceivable version. We will be avoiding those seven tunes and playing a hell of a lot of others. I am your ghost, Mike Gold. We started doing this type of show 1971, if I'm not mistaken, and I often am. That was a little bit more rude, and we actually had a complaint filed by a guy who was Islamic, actually, and was the engineer of the show before mine, and he was also head of the union, the engineers union, IBEW. It just sent him around the bend, and I thought, that's good. I should do that a lot. And we've done it here every year for the last 9 years. We're coming up to our 10th. And yeah, of course, you know, we're going to be playing the Fools, and we're playing a little bit more Moj and a little Weird Al, you know, the stuff you'd expect. But also, you know, the Waitresses and Jeff Lynne and Lyle Lovett and Cab Calloway and Nick Lowe and Wayne Kramer and Commander Cody and, oh, geez, John Lennon and the Cherry Poppin' Daddies and all kinds of strange and phenomenal stuff. The Ramones. We got the Ramones. This is going to be a very happy holiday season. And we're going to show you just how happy by starting off with Mike Gerard's big swinging thing right here where your pop culture Yule is truly cool. GetThePointRadio.com.
is working, but I hope they work on you. Got my ho-ho's working, but I hope they work on you. Because it's Christmas time and I don't know what to do. I'm going down to the Walmart, gonna buy me some mistletoe. I'm going down to the Walmart, gonna buy me some mistletoe. I'm gonna kiss a lot of women, some that I don't know.
Thank you. Magic's brought this tale to a very happy ending. if you happen to know a couple of the words, why don't you help us out, you know? You might know it.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts live with Little Drummer Boy. Jeff Lynne and his friends, and he's had some powerful friends, doing us Rockabilly Holiday, not Billie Holiday doing rock, Rockabilly Holiday. The Waitresses before Jeff and Friends with Christmas Wrapping, get it? And we opened with Mike Gerard's big swinging thing, Ho Ho Working. We're going to take our Magic A train to early 1930s Harlem, New York. But first, we're going to hear from Bob the Frog.
Mike, go!
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.
There'll be bands everywhere going to town. There'll be planes in the air flying all around. The Browns will be there laying them down. Every day will be a Harlem holiday. No more work, only play. Sleep when you choose, you get paid anyway. Now tell me, ain't that news? Every song will be gay, no weary blues. Every day will be a Harlem holiday. When the whole world's down and the times look blue, you'll be high upon Lenox Avenue. There'll be gals on the bank, gin will be free. If you don't get a break, don't blame me. Every spot that you got will be hotter than hot. Every day will be a Harlem holiday.
Christmas brings out the best in me, she said.
said, my heart's so full of love and generosity. Oh, 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 I'm the girl with the holiday smile. And but the police here and the police there trying to ruin my Christmas spirit everywhere I go. Oh, 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 I'm the girl with a holiday smile. She told me, oh, my, oh, me, I look so good beneath a Christmas tree. She said, oh, 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 I'm a girl with a holiday smile. Well, she told me goodbye. She walked away. She said, son, if you're good, maybe on Christmas Day. Oh, oh, oh. I said, oh, my, oh, me, she looks so good beneath my Christmas tree. She said, oh, 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 she's a girl with a holiday. I'm a hooker at the grocery store. She wasn't bad looking, she's a pretty girl. Oh, 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 she's a girl with a holiday. Well, silent night shines so bright. She ain't holy, but she ain't holding tight. Whoa, whoa, she's a girl with a holiday.
Still tasting. Last week, the four of us in the Fire Sang Theater were invited to a holiday fundraising event at the Rising Gorge. You've heard of it? California chef Mario Bastardi's newest West Side eatery.
Well, it was called a wine testing, these vintages had been acquired haphazardly from yard sales of indicted CEOs and busted.com.
They were offered to us by the glass, cup, or hand, and they featured Peter Sellers' estate sale recorked sherries and half-drunk bottles.
Or a barrel, a cask, or a little jar. From Sherwood Forest's Robin Hood wine.
Which went from the rich to the poor.
I tested the Jekyll and Hyde Lab shards.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they'll kill you.
Yeah, it did taste a bit doctored.
Hey, I decanted an unlabeled bottle of Flooded Cellars Mixmaster's Choice.
Ooh.
And I took sips from a six-pack of premium vintages like Michael Jackson Nubile Moonwalk Whites and the Cabernet of Dr. Caligari.
Spooky.
Since I brought my boys along, I opted to stay with the theme park rosé, the Fiddle-Dee-Dee Lake Spill Merlots, and the Roller Coaster Reds, which made my head spin.
Well, then I went on to the Pinot Cinema Noir, but I passed out after the first sip and someone stole my glass.
For dessert wines, they offered any port in a storm.
And a Godfather Grappa.
Which we couldn't refuse.
Afterwards, we sat with the owner, Mario, for a photo op and nursed some Grand Canal sparkling sewage water.
While the great man caressed a snifter of rare Loch Ness Triple X 12-year-old girly 10 years to life chocolate malt scotch. Ooh.
I think we're all still nursing a hangover.
Well, here, have some hair of the dog.
Hey, pour me a Boxer's Rebellion.
No, I would have a borderline collie.
For me, some Rottweiler.
Ooh, that's got a fight.
day, another toy. Yeah, being an elf's not all it's cracked up to be. And I'm pretty hungry. Ronaldo, what's for dinner tonight? You know, that reminds me. Did you hear what happened last night? No. What? Well,
Rudolph was out of town. There was no one to pull the sleigh. So when Santa looked around, a little reindeer yelled out,
"Hey!
Norbert, the near-sighted reindeer, told Santa I'll pull that sleigh. But all the reindeers cried, Norbert, with your eyes, you'll never find the way. Norbert, the nearsighted reindeer, told Santa he'd clean the stalls. And he'd help the elves clean up all their shelves. Who said, reindeer don't have balls. Santa was in a bind. He didn't know what to do. He said,
Norbert, you can do it this time. But if you screw up, it's reindeer stew.
Norbert, the nearsighted reindeer, got hitched up to that sleigh. But on that fateful night, the only thing they got right was when Santa said,
up and away.
They brought surfboards to Eskimos and elephants to Peru. But after so many goofs and almost hitting the roof, Santa said,
Norbert, you're through.
Norbert, the nearsighted reindeer, is only a memory. But you can hear Santa say,
he couldn't pull the sleigh, but he sure tastes good to me.
Norbert, the nearsighted reindeer, he showed that he had good taste. They ate him all that day, they really put him away. None of him went to waste. He was Norbert, the nearsighted reindeer. Norbert, the nearsighted. Christmas Day, but it made a nice entree. Then they ate him the very next day. They even made reindeer souffle as they shouted out,
hip, hip, hooray! Mrs. Claus, please pass the tray.
Oh, 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 oh.
Smoked antlers?
Not yet.
Tastes like chicken.
Santa, you're nuts.
Oh, oh, I'll tell you, it sure beats whale butter.
Give me some more of that wine, Santa.
Remember, save the tail. We'll have a tail toss a little later.
Yay! Boy, that's pretty good stuff.
This is delicious. Ah, yes, a bunch of drunken elves. At least they drink wine and not eggnog. What the hell is in eggnog? What is eggnog? I have no idea. I don't drink alcohol. I'm too busy shooting smack. Yes, but it's holiday smack here on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. That, of course, was The Fools. Norbert the Nearsighted Reindeer. Yeah, that's Mike Gerard singing lead vocals. They'll be back. Nick Lowe and the Straitjackets. Preceded proceeded with, you know, the theme to the most obnoxious series of little rugrats ever beheld on television. My God, and it still racks up ratings. You know, I mean, I like Charles Schulz, and I think that Peanuts sometimes was a very surreal comic strip, but those TV shows were just so homogenized. I swear every time Snoopy opens his mouth, I hear mooing. Linus and Lucy, that was called the Fireside Theater before that, our holiday wine testing. Lyle Lovett proceeded with The Girl with a Holiday Smile. Great name for a tune. And we opened with Harlem Holiday from the immortal, the great Mr. Cab Calloway. One good tune deserves another. Big Joe Turner's in the On Deck Circle, but first, a word about our heavenly boy.
Johnny Angel!
Johnny Angel!
Johnny Angel!
Johnny Angel!
Mike, go!
You're an angel to me.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Santa Claus.
Y'all been good out there? Those liquors been good? Oh, I know they've been good. Let me ask y'all a question. Say, Pete on the piano, man. What you want for Christmas, wet dog? What you want? Shoot, man. Say, Mr. Bass player, new Weasel Sean Hoser guy. What you want for Christmas? Holy moly. Hey, drummer boy, little drummer boy, you want something for Christmas? Oh, I know you do. And Christmas is coming. And Santa Claus is coming. He ain't no jazz Santa Claus. He ain't no rock and roll Claus. He's not a punk funk rap Claus. He's not a classical Claus. He's not a hillbilly bluegrass Claus. Know what he is? You know what he is? You know what he is? You know what he is? Oh, let me tell you. Coming down the chimney, making lots of noise.
Boogie boogie Santa Claus.
Lots of presents for the girls and boys.
Boogie boogie Santa Claus.
He does a mambo, but that ain't his job. He's a rock and roller, spinning the boogie of love. Walk up deep, I go dee da do.
Boogie boogie Santa Claus.
Whoop the dee ba doo ba da ba dee da do.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
Because it's hard to be a woman alone, oh God. Oh, you have no idea. Christmas, to be a Jewish woman at Christmas alone. So this year I got me a Christmas tree. I figured, fuck it. My very good friend is Martha Stewart. Is she here? She'll be staying in the back. Look, she can't sit down because she got a stick up her ass. Martha said, get a Christmas tree. I got the biggest Christmas tree you've ever seen. It was in Martha Stewart living. It was gorgeous. I got it all the way up, two stories high. I have a friend in his Lord and Taylor Windows. We decorated the whole damn tree. We had everything under the tree. We had the animals. We had Mary. We had Joseph. We had the kid. I'm Jewish. I got the kid a nanny. It was fabulous. The only ones I didn't like the three wise men because they brought shitty gifts. If you're going to meet the Son of God, my darlings, you bring on a desert, you're going across a desert following a star to meet the Son of God, you bring a good gift. You don't bring, what do they bring? Frankincense. You see, nowadays it wouldn't happen because we have Twitters. You can Twitter. What the fuck does he want? You know what I mean? His father made everything. We can get it wholesale. I mean, it's like... If they had had Twitter in the old days, it's Joan of Arc. Is it just me or do you smell smoke too? It would have been... It's Amelia Earhart. Where the fuck am I? Mama Cash, she'll have a salad or a sandwich for lunch. But to give them a lousy gift, frankincense, it's a candle. You can get it on QVC. Gold? Oh, come on. Gold? Well, put it on the chair. What the hell? Well, Joan, I hope you like it. Well, it better not be filled with chocolate. And myrrh? Do you know what myrrh is? Well, I looked it up. It is an anal lubricant. That's what myrrh is. Which makes sense. Three men, long trip on the desert, all alone. And I redressed Mary. This is the honest to God truth. She was in like this blue schmata thing. I don't know. I put her in a beautiful Donna Karen suit, Jimmy Choo shoes, and a gorgeous Fendi bag. You are the mother of God. Look it. If she had looked like that, she would have gotten into the fucking inn. Thank you and good night. It was a pleasure talking to you.
This is a song about heroes and my heroes, and I couldn't get them all in here, so it's not supposed to, it was not intended to be all inclusive, but it's also a sort of a left wing midlife crisis song. It's Woody Guthrie's birthday. This song's about a lot of people and it's about me, but tonight it's about happy birthday, Woody. It's Christmas time in Washington and Democrats rehearse. I'm getting into gear for four more years. Things not getting worse. Republicans drink whiskey neat and they thank your lucky stars. Said it cannot seek another term. There'll be no more FDRs. I sat home in Tennessee staring at the screen, an uneasy feeling in my chest, I'm wondering what it means. So come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now. Until rise from paradise, rise again somehow. If you run into Jesus, maybe he can help us out. But come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now. Steps once back in my traveling days, somewhere I failed to find your trail. Now I'm stumbling through the haze, but there's killers on the highway now, and a man can't get around. So I sold my soul, wheels that roll, now stuck here in this town. So come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now. TOS from paradise and rise again somehow. If you run into Jesus, maybe he can help you out. Come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now. There's foxes in the hen house. There's cows out in the corn. Our unions have been busted, and the proud red banner's torn. But if you listen to the radio, they'll tell you all is well. You and me and Cisco know it's going straight to hell. So come back, Emma Goldman, rise up, old Joe Hill. The barricades are going up, and they cannot break our will. Come back to us, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. I will march in Selma while the bells of freedom ring. And come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now. TOS from paradise, rise again somehow.
Steve Earle tells us what it's like to have Christmas in Washington. I've been in Washington during Christmas time. It is a deserted city, a ghost town, truly. Great place, though. You should visit if you haven't been there, even if you have. Joan Rivers preceded with A Jewish Woman Alone on Christmas. And you go to Washington. Tom Lehrer before that. Hanukkah in Santa Monica. That's a great rhyme. Mojo Nixon before that with Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, and the grandfather of rock and roll, Big Joe Turner, opened the set with Christmas Date Boogie. Coming up next, God's Worst Nightmare. And who can wait for that?
Mike, go!
Dr. Phil can wait!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.
Yeah.
perversions. Death camp tickets with the video version. Insect secretion with the lights grow dim.
The office Christmas party, I started off with a Bacardi. I didn't get sauced, but right now I'm lost. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. I had a beer at my brother's, had eggnog at my mother's, then two bottles of wine. Which automobile is mine? It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. Someone caught me dancing with a snowman. A policeman came and put me in his car. He said, "Are you drunk?" And I said, "No, man. But could you drop me off at the next bar?" I guess my wife must be missing. Who's this dog that I'm kissing? They say his name's Spot, and he likes me a lot. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. I was looking for a lady I could dance with, so I stood beneath the mistletoes. Someone said, "You'll have a better chance if you take the lampshade off and put back on your clothes." A lampshade, isn't that the best time to be going? I'm naked. Is it still snowing? It's time I should leave. I'll be back New Year's Eve.
It's Christmas and I wonder where I am.
That's long and white.
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on his head, suit of red. Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way, ho, ho, ho?
Santa laughs this way, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Took her up and away. Yeah, old Santa Claus, he bird
I'm getting pretty tight. You know I've been a good boy, good as I can be. I hope that Santa brings my baby back to me. Cause old Santa Claus, he bird dogged my baby. He just took her up and away. Yeah, old Santa Claus, he bird dogged my baby. He took her somewhere riding in his sleigh. Yeah, old Santa Claus, he bird dogged my baby. Strangest kind of thing that ever was. And if Santa Claus don't bring back my baby, I'm gonna send a letter to Mrs. Claus. I mean, a man of his age, coming down the chimney in the middle of the night. Who knows what kind of crazy stuff he gets into. I think he's got visions of my baby sugar plums dancing his old head. And what's all this stuff with chimneys anyhow? It's kind of Freudian, ain't it? Rudolph ain't the only one with a red nose, if you ask me. I think old Santa's been hitting on the Christmas eggnog. I bet them elves could tell stories. And what kind of first name is Santa anyhow? Why ain't he got an honest name like Bill or George? There you go, George Claus. Sounds kind of country. I wonder what Mrs. Claus's first name is. Seems to me I remember hearing it was Ethel. Dear Ethel Claus, I regret to inform you that your husband Santa, who should be called George, has been messing where he shouldn't ought to be messing. Now I understand why you only let him out one night a year. Which brings me to the matter at hand. Perhaps you know that Santa's spending an inordinate amount of time with a tall, good-looking female elf. Well, that ain't no elf. That's my girlfriend, and I want her back. You just grab old Santa by the ear or nose, whatever part you think is appropriate, and have him send her back to me. Signed, yours truly, Anonymous.
Yeah, I hate it when he does that. Santa bird-dogged my baby, so says the fools. Bob Dylan and his Oompa Band. Must be Santa. I love that track. I wait all year for that. The Bob and Tom Band. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. And if during Christmas you did or you will press that little panic button, you know, on your car remote to figure out where the hell you parked, that song is for you. We opened with Mr. Wayne Kramer, God's Worst Nightmare. Yeah, I'll tell you, between that last set and our next set, we are all going to
go to hell!
Listen well, listen to the ringing of that old church bell. Cause I've got a little story that I want to tell. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell. It's a sold-out show at the Pearly Gates, and a one-way ticket to the Fiery Lake. You see your third-grade teacher and your Uncle Mel. Cause all those people gonna go to hell. You sinners gonna go to hell. A place full of township souls, just blues. And although it's crowded, there is still room for you. Well, it won't do no good to pray or try to get religion on the judgment day. Just have a celebration and enjoy yourself. Cause all you sinners gonna go to hell.
Of the damned. That sounds like the old commander down here.
Welcome to the club, Bob. Though it's crowded, there is still room for you. Well, it won't do no good to pray or try to get religion on the judgment day. Just have a celebration and enjoy yourself. Cause all you you sinners gonna go to hell?
Go to hell.
The demons dwell, 'cause all you sinners gonna go to hell.
Go to hell.
Come back down with me.
Go to hell.
Where the death can't be. We're going where the devil and the demons dwell, 'cause all us sinners gonna go to hell.
Tell you what, maybe we'll have ourselves a little Christmas right here. Come on, everyone, gather around.
String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless us everyone.
Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell,
it's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
Oh, a Tannenbaum!
Yes, a Tannenbaum. God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kind of glad that I fell, 'cause it's Christmas time in hell.
Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan.
Michael Landon's hair looks swell. It's Christmas time in hell. There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head, just watch his weenie grow.
For one day we all stop burning, and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops as we wait for old St. Nick. So string up the lights and light up the tree. We're damned for all eternity, but for just one day, all is well. It's Christmas time in hell.
Gather close together and make it quick. We gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell. It's Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
It's Christmas time in hell.
Merry Christmas, movie house!
Your stance again. He who fights and run away, live to fight another day.
And the heathen back lay, bomb the shut up. The heathen back lay, bomb the wall.
And the heathen back lay, bomb the shut up. The heathen back lay, bomb the wall. As a man so shall he reap, and I know that talk is cheap. But the hotter the battle, come the sweet touch of victory.
And the heathen back lay, on the wall.
The heathen back lay, on the wall. And the heathen back lay, on the wall. The heathen back lay, on the wall. On the wall. On the wall. We'll be right back.
again. Is he who fight and run away? If we fight another day,
at the heathen back day,
on the wall,
put the heathen back day,
on the wall,
at the heathen back day,
on the wall,
put the heathen back day,
on the wall.
What's the matter, Jesus? Did you forget my name? I'm the one with the tumor, like a flower in my brain. And I have learned to rue the day that I slid from my utopia of embryonic slime. God is a spider. God is a spider. God is a spider, trying to block my path.
pleasure. Our pain. I'll say it again. God is a concept.
You can always count on John Lennon to provide us with some real Yuletime spirit. He was singing about God. The Cherry Poppin' Daddies put more of a fine point on it. They say God is a spider. And if you enjoy the lighter side of the DTs, then perhaps next week, when it's New Year's, you'll think God's a spider too. And if you do, stay the hell away from your car. Bob Marley and the Wailers, before that, the heathen, Satan. Yeah, Satan. Can you imagine signing him to a contract? Well, sure, of course. Just think of our president. Christmas time in hell, we open the set with the great Commander Cody and his lost planet airmen. Go to hell, sort of a theme set. Yeah, I'm slaving over two hot turntables on Christmas Eve Eve. On Christmas Eve, I'm going to be having holiday dinner with Scoutmaster Mike and his family, our former associate producer of the show, Adrian Nash will be there and all kinds of human beings. We're going to have a swell time. Mike and I will mostly be talking about how shitty broadcast radio is again for the 30th consecutive year or 32nd or some ridiculous number. And everybody else will get pissed off and they'll go away. But I'll tell you something. With all the alternatives to radio these days, a lot of them coming across your TV set and your computer, most of them on your computer, we really have nothing to bitch about. There is so much good stuff out there. Not much on a local basis, but a lot of good stuff out there. Where else could I play this particular type of special? Can't do it on broadcast. Not the way I wanna. Ah, well, takes all types. Some just don't have the right sense of humor.
What a rotten sense of humor has Mike! Go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a knife with a very sharp blade. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two hand grenades and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three M16s, two hand grenades, and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four Tommy guns, three M16s, two hand grenades, and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five sticks of dynamite. Four Tommy guns, three M16s, two hand grenades, and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six Molotov cocktails, five sticks of dynamite. Four Tommy guns, three M16s, two hand grenades, and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven electric kettle prods, six Molotov cocktails, five sticks of dynamite. Four Tommy guns, three M16s, two hand grenades, and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight bayonets, seven electric kettle prods, six Molotov cocktails, five sticks of dynamite. Four Tommy guns, three M16s, two hand grenades, and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine cans of mace, eight bayonets, seven electric kettle prods, six Molotov cocktails, five sticks of dynamite. Four Tommy guns, three M16s, two hand grenades, and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 nuclear submarines, 9 cans of mace, 8 bayonets, 7 electric kettle prods, 6 Molotov cocktails, 5 sticks of dynamite. 4 Tommy guns, 3 M16s, 2 hand grenades, and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 tons of nerve gas, 10 nuclear submarines, 9 cans of mace, 8 bayonets, 7 electric kettle prods, 6 Molotov cocktails, 5 sticks of dynamite. 4 Tommy guns, 3 M16s, 2 hand grenades, and a knife with a very sharp blade. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 nuclear holocausts.
Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blue?
slip. And tell me why is it always this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. All the children are talking their bits. Sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads. Snowball fighting, so exciting, baby.
From a Susan. Dear Santa, I want a cellular phone with call waiting and a color Xerox machine. Can you believe it? And she's only 5. Hey, here's something you never hear anybody say. They never say, Santa, what do you want?
Santa, what do you want?
I'll tell you what I want, elves. I want some clothes that aren't red. I want a car, not a sled. I want some helpers with brains. I want to lay in the sun. I want to have some fun. These elves are driving me insane. Is it asking too much to just want to take a break and just get away from everything for a while?
No!
Stop agreeing with everything that I say all the time.
Yes, Santa!
No! You're all just a bunch of yes elves. You're all just like a jello mold. You're all just a jello.
You want some jello, Santa?
No, I don't want no jello. I hate the jello. I hate the fruit cake, milk and the cookies. All of those are snacks, are junk people always deliver me. I hate that stuff. It makes me sick. Don't want no piece of pie. Don't leave me ham on rye. I want a nice hot meal. I bought some snapper and fries, some big chicken thighs, some rigatoni and beer.
You know, I don't think people even like me. All I ever hear from them all the time is, gimme, 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 I want, I want, I want, all the time. I never get a thank you note.
Santa, I want designer clothes. I want a CD player.
A CD player? She's the one, Mr. Potato Head.
Santa, I want a big screen TV.
I want a yacht.
A yacht? Without a chimney? What do I look like, a Houdini? Hey, kids, you know what Santa wants?
What?
I want out of the grind. I want some peace of mind. I want Christmas every other year. I want a Barbie doll about 5 feet tall. I'm sick of being with deer all the time. Especially Rudolph. I name him by name. He's a real prima donna. You know, one time I asked him to guide my sleigh. It goes to his head. Now he thinks he's better than all the other reindeers. I heard he said he could be another Santa. Yes, I heard he said he could be Santa.
Yeah, he said that.
I made Rudolph. If it wasn't for me, you know how long a reindeer like that would last with a nose like that in the woods to come hunting season? About 2 minutes. He would be tied to the hood of some Pontiac headed towards some recreation room in Michigan. His head would be nailed to knotty pine by now. If it wasn't for me, I've had it. You know, people like me like a Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Day parade, you know. But come December 26th, I'm history. Nobody ever says, Santa, what are you doing New Year's Eve? You want to come to my house on New Year's Eve?
Don't sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my nuts. You'll see me coming in a rusty greyhound bus. It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and snow is falling on the ground. Give me a real good little honey. Santa Claus is back in town. Hang up your pretty stockings and turn out the light. Santa Claus is coming up your dead box tonight. It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and snow is falling on the ground. Well, you need a real good honey, honey. Santa Claus is back in town. No sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my nuts. You'll see me coming in a rusty greyhound bus. It's Christmas time, pretty baby. The snow is falling on the ground. Well, you need a real good little honey. Santa Claus is back in town. Hang up your pretty stockings, turn out the light. Santa Claus is coming
up your blood box tonight. Hey, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. Snow is falling on the ground. Well, give me a real good horny baby. Santa Claus is back in town.
Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. All the stockings was hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. He's bringing lots of toys for girls and boys, but wait until you see that merry Christmas tree. So on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donna and Blitzen, to the top of the roof, to the top of the wall, here they come and they're saying Merry Christmas to all. Boy, that tree will be loaded, because I talked to Santa Claus personal, and I said to him, Santy, I call him by his first name, I said, Santy, how about giving me a little dog for Christmas, one that says, row, row, row. Oh, and I'd also like to have an aeroplane. And don't forget the machine gun. And I also want a new piggy bank.
Oi, oi, oi.
And a live polly that says, oi, oi. And oh, yeah, I want a train that goes. And a live canary bird that sings. And I almost forgot a Shetland pony. Oh, but most of all, I want a cute little baby sister. A little teensy weensy, tiny whitey, itsy bitsy baby sister that laughs, and cries. And when she gets hungry, she whispers, Mama! So snap your whip, Santa Claus, and holler on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donna and Blitzen, to the top of the wall, to the top of the wall. Here they come and they're saying, Merry Christmas to all.
Humanity. No more time for last minute shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero. And if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. Just seconds left to go. My Yuletide love.
Yeah, I think those mutations stole my headphones. Okay, from the top this time, we opened with James and Kling, A Terrorist Christmas. What, too soon? Come on, lighten up. It's only terrorism. The Ramones followed with Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Great sentiment from the Ramones. Scary Gary Allen followed with his New Year's resolutions. And the great father, Guido Sarducci, man do I miss him. Santa's Lament. Of course we had the Frantic Flintstones. How can we do a holiday special without the Frantic Flintstones? Well, they say Santa Claus is back in town. I suspect by now he's not. And speaking about the Flintstones, you know, the man who originally voiced Barney Rubble. Yeah, Barney Rubble, the true master of the universe, was the greatest animation voice actor ever, Mr. Mel Blanc. And Mr. Mel Blanc gave us Christmas Chopsticks. And of course, we close that set with a tradition. Here on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind, Weird Al Yankovic's Christmas at Ground Zero. Now more than ever. Yeah, now more than ever. So about this time, you're probably asking yourself, geez, you know, self, in this time of comfort and cheer, is that idiot Mike Gold actually going to do a holiday big babble? You bet your sweet ass. You know, at the end of the year, you try to lighten up, give people hope and a reason to look forward to the new year. I think that's important. I think we should do that on our final show of the year, but our final show of the year will be next week, so it's tits of the wind here at Weird Sounds again. This has been a rough year. It's been a rough year for everybody. It's been a really rough year on most of us here in the United States of America. A confusing year, I think, for those of you on the rest of the planet. As an American, I apologize for that. Next holiday season, I'm really afraid it's not going to be as great as this one was, because at the very least, the impact of that tax bill is going to be upon 99.5% of us. 13 million of us are going to lose our insurance coverage, minimum. Most of us are going to see those insurance payments go up, sometimes rather substantially. Our tax cuts will amount to roughly a roll of Lifesavers a week. Maybe. And in a year or two, that'll go away. There's a potential bright side to 2018, one that I'm truly looking forward to, and that is the expulsion of Mr. Trump from the White House. It's sad, truly sad, to see the Republican Party put parties so far above country. That is unpatriotic. That is disgusting, and it should be criminal. So let's hope for the best. Let's hope that that orange madman goes far, far away. That would be a truly great and well-deserved Christmas present. Let's hope for the best. And next November, let's get out and vote. Don't worry, I'll remind you. Your opinion may vary. Tweet me at Creepy Mike Gold. And this is Creepy Mike Gold. Right here at Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. You're right here at GetThePointRadio.com. I am now going to break format and get a little sentimental. After all, this is the time of year for that. Every year, David Letterman, who I worship, I think he was, and still is, one of the funniest guys on earth, and one of the most insightful guys on earth. He would close his show, his last show of the season. Essentially, he'd be turning it over to Paul Schaefer, his musical director, and a great fan of rock music, who would get Darlene Love in to sing Christmas Baby Please Come Home. And every year, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. Orchestras, snow, special effects, vocalists, violin players, just huge. And it touched my cynical heart like you wouldn't believe. And I just can't do the holidays without Darlene Love. Letterman and Schaefer did that for like over 20 years. We're going to take the last of them, done in 2014, and we're going to end our holiday show the very best way we can. Darlene, take us home.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, performing her holiday classic for us, our good dear friend, Darlene Love. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure. God bless you, my dear. Thank you for watching. Good night, everybody.
This has been an Arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Maybe I didn't do such a wonderful thing after all.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.